It's Sheridan TV time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny, and as always, thank you so much for joining us today. Today is Thursday, May 10th. I'm joined by Mr. Dan Sheridan. He's going to be chatting with you guys for a few minutes about VIX. It's in the 13s. Is the correction over? That's the question everyone has, Mr. Sheridan. People are waiting on bated breath.
Baited.
Baited. And the answer is?
Baited.
Baited.
Baited. All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you, Johnny. And as we see the VIX at 13, why is the VIX at 13? Are we out of the correction environment? I think we're coming out of it, but I think the big thing is, you know, it's not, you know, if you look at what you say, Dan, what's the correction environment? The correction environment is if you look at the price chart here from January 26th to the present, that's the correction environment where we basically went down 10%, then we kind of recovered and we did it again, and now we're kind of recovering. But the biggest thing to me that has caused the VIX to really start going down here is the last 6 or 7 weeks, as defined by this little circle I just put here, the last 7 weeks, we've been in a 100-point range in the SPX. We still had some bigger candles, still, you know, you're still getting 1% moves like today. Today is SPX up 20 points at 2718. You're getting near 1% moves. But when that range, most of the time, or a good part of the time, over the last 3 months, as we've been in this correction environment, we've been 26 to 2800 in the SPX. Now we've kind of narrowed that to 26 to 2700, and that's bringing the VIX down. So now we're around 13 VIX. Do I know if we're going to go up to 2800 or whatever? No, I have no stinking idea. But I think in this environment with the VIX lower, I'm definitely a little more looking at calendars, double calendars, kind of long Vega type stuff. And so in the portfolio, in the income portfolio. So something I would be looking at today, I'll just give you one. I think I just put this on. I don't know if it's the exact same strikes, but if you look here, let me just fix this. So if you look at SPX, let me clean this up here. And one second, my friend. excuse me. So here'd be an example of a double calendar. So today the date is May 10th. Tomorrow is May 11th. I would be looking at the May 25 expiration. Say, Dan, when is the May 25 expiration? Good question. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow. 2 weeks tomorrow would be the May 25 expiration. So that would be a 15-day trade. So I'm going to do a double calendar. I'm going to sell the May 25 expiration, and then I'm going to buy the expiration 2 weeks beyond that. So let's go through that. So I bring up the Mays here. I'm looking at Thinkorswim. May 25 expiration. Analyze by double calendar. So I'm going to do a double calendar. And the way I usually, so again, I'm doing a 15-day double calendar. I'm selling the May 25 expiration. Johnny, could you look at a calendar? What's two Fridays past May 25? Two Fridays past May 25.
8.
June 8th. All right, so we're going to buy June 8th, sell May 25. So our expiration of our short options is going to be 15 days from today. The expiration of our long options will be 15 plus 14 is 29 days. So it's a double calendar, 29 by 15. Our short options are 15 days from expiration. I would consider this a short-term income trade. Short-term being defined as I'm using an expiration of 4 to 15 days. And in this, my shorts will expire in 15 days. And the other thing I say income, because my short options are going to decay quicker than my longs. That's why I call it a short-term income trade. Okay, so the way I'm going to set this up is just to start the ball rolling. If we're at 2720, this is a 15-day double calendar, I'll start my call calendar 40 points up. So 40 points up, we're around 2720, would be 2760. So I'll set my the call side at 2760. So I went 40 up, let's go 40 down. 40 down from the current price of 2720 would be 2680. This would be the setup. This would be the setup. Dun, dun, dun. All right. And that's it. And it's going for around, if you look at this, going for around 1490 debit for one contract. My position deltas would be about 1.84 for one contract. You know what? Sags a little bit here in the middle. This is the expiration graph. So you know what I'm going to do? I am going to, instead of 40 wide, to get that up a little bit, that sag in the middle, instead of 40 wide on the upside, let's go to 35 wide. So I'm going to go from 2760 to 2755 on the call side. Instead of 2680 on the put side, go to 2685. So I'm going to start it going 5 points closer. Instead of 40 wide, 35 wide. And it brings up that sag in the middle. And when you bring up the sag in the middle, it's going to give you more theta. You can see my theta is 26. So matter of fact, to bring up the theta a little more, because tomorrow's Friday, if I put it on, a little bit decay going into the weekend. I want to get that theta up just a little bit more. So I'm going to come make it 30 wide, 5 points closer on the upside, 2750, and 5 points closer on the put side, 2690. So it's going to be 30 up, 30 down. And my theta, you could see here, is, you know, I brought it up. Now I'm up near 30. Is nice for one day theta. I'm about 1.61 deltas long. I want a little bit lean, a little bit of long deltas to the upside to offset the volatility risk that we have in this trade. But I'm not that concerned about volatility because, you know, VIX is at 13. You know, I can see the bottom, right? I can see, you know, and I think those are decent levels. I don't think we're going to 11 overnight. And it's a short-term trade, so this theta will really start pumping up. So really, again, I'm looking at buying the June 8th, selling the May 25. My expiration on my shorts is 15 days from today. My expiration of my longs is 29 days from today. I'm doing the 2750 calendar on the upside, 30 points up. I'm doing the 2690 calendar on the downside, 30 points down. It's going for around $16.15 for one contract. I'm about 1.48 deltas long per one contract, about theta of 30, vega of 180. And let me just see here. Let me see here, Johnny. All right, and I'll put this on. So what I'm going to do here, folks, I'm going to put this on live, not Memorex, and then it's about a $1,600 trade, and then over the next day or two, I'll follow it. So I'll go in the next half hour. I'll put it on the Sheridan blog, put the information, what's my risk management plan, social security number, what size my feet, the whole nine yards. And then I'll follow it through. If you keep up with the blog the next 2 days, I'll keep you posted what I'm going to do, but I'll give all that information.
Minus the foot size.
And I'll put my latest bathing suit shot showing off my muscles. All right. So it's going for 1625 is the mid. You can see that now it's 1630. I'm going to watch the mid for a minute to get a feel of the mid range. So 1625, 1630. That's where it looks kind of the range is, 1620. And since this is a debit transaction, I want to go on the lower end of the range. So the range is like 1620, 1630. So I'll go on the lower end, about 1620. Hit the nuclear weapon button, confirm and send. And you can see here, my love, 1620 debit. The mid at this point is 1620. I'm right in the middle. So can I give him a nickel? Yeah, give him a nickel.
Just one.
Give him a stinking nickel. Should be enough. I'll get filled at 16 and a quarter, I think. Up a nickel, hit the nuclear weapon button. And we'll get, we might get filled. We'll see. So I'll give it a little second to breathe here, right? Yeah. I think I'm in the ballpark. The most I might have to give another nickel to 1630. So I think I'm in the ballpark here, which is, you know, to cave in, even if I caved in 10 cents off kind of that mid-level, which it really isn't. I mean, the mid-range is 1620 to 1630, so we're in the range there. But, you know, 10 cents in SPX would be the equivalent of 1 penny in SPY. So I'm 1625, letting it percolate like a good cup of
Folgers.
Folgers coffee. My mom and dad used to drink that. And so, you know, I might give it a few seconds here to see if they click me. Again, a 1620. That range is 1620 to 1630. You know, would I bet my left toe and half of my right toe that if I went to 1630, I'd get filled debit? Yes. But at this point, do I want to lose both of my toes? No. So let's just see 1625. I'll go 1630. Say, why are you going 1630? Because I need to end this broadcast. If I can't end it without doing it.
We have to go on with the rest of the day.
We have to go on the rest of our day. So this is a day breaker. So I'll pay another nickel. But it's not like, Dan, you caved in a lot. No, I didn't. The range was, this is within the range of the mid range. So 1630, I said, I'm betting my left and my right toe that I get filled. And I will. Doing 1630. So I'm filled at 1630 with SPX. At 27.21, SPX at 27.21, and I will, you know, within 20 minutes or so, have this on the blog with my plan, and we'll go from there. You know, I'll give my reasonings, my thoughts. Couple things, quick things coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and Johnny will update you on them. We have the Chicago seminar, which is a few weeks and away in Chicago, May 31st, June 1st. Jano,
yep.
Give you a little more info on that. Yep. And the credit spread class. We just started a 2-week credit spread class. You only miss one class if you want to jump in. The second class is tomorrow. You can watch the first one recorded. So those are, I think, two of the things that are going on with us. And should we do a giveaway?
What do you want to give away?
What do we have to give away? What would we like to give away? We'll give away one seat to the credit spread class.
Sure. Love it.
One seat to the credit spread class. What do we do if somebody is already in the credit spread class?
We'll give them a different class.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. A comparable class.
A comparable class. You got it.
So here's the trivia question.
Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
Here is the trivia question. As usual, if you know me and my history of trivia questions, I usually don't know the answer ahead of time. Johnny scrambles to do it. Usually my trivia questions go into the mafia realm, which...
That's also true, yes.
Which is also true. So trivia question will be, in terms of a mafioso question, now, the new movie has not come out yet.
So right? I got kind of a general one. There's another movie that's being filmed right now.
Oh, that's the one you're talking about. All right, there's a new movie being filmed with all the boys, right?
No, a different one. We're getting a new Al Capone movie.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Why'd you tell me that?
Well, all right, sorry.
So there's a new Al Capone movie.
Who's playing Al Capone in the new movie?
Where's it being filmed out of? Chicago, of course, probably.
I'm not exclusively, no.
What, are you going to film it out of Idaho or something? It's stinking Chicago.
Would that surprise you?
There's a new Al Capone movie coming out.
Yes. It's being filmed right now.
It's being filmed. It'll be at the theaters. This isn't like...
Oh, no. This is huge.
Independence. Yeah. This isn't like you and your wife filming
this
thing.
No.
Right.
I mean...
All right. A new Al Capone movie, John Schenkel says, is coming out. Who will be playing Al?
The lead role of Scarface.
Wait, this is an A-B answer. So who will be playing... No, we'll give two trivia.
Two's better than one.
Two better... So, one, who's going to be playing Al Capone in the new movie?
Sure.
Number two, What is the name of the new Mafia movie coming out?
There's another one
Wait,
as well.
The yeah. big one.
The big one.
There's a big yeah. Mafia movie coming out with all the all-stars of Mafia movies. Pesci will be in it. Who's going to be in it?
De Niro's going to be in
Who
it.
Who else?
There's rumors that Ray Liotta will also be in it.
Oh, jeez.
And maybe...
Wait, Scarface was himself is going to be in Michael.
I was going to say, and also little Al Pacino.
Oh, jeez. I'm staying overnight. I'm camping overnight. So the all-stars, so give us the movie that should be coming out, the all-stars of Mafia.
Man, Elliot Townsend gets two classes. You're a beast. Elliot Townsend. So he got the first one. Tom Hardy is going to be playing Al Capone.
Is he really?
I'm excited
about
that.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
And who's going to be in the new one?
And then the new movie is called The Irishman. That is going to have De Niro and Pesci and all the old cast of salty
And who
characters.
Won that?
Elliot Townsend. Good
let
job.
Him win one. Elliot, you know, let's get some America.
That's true.
Let's give someone else.
Let's see who else
Elliot
we've got.
Will pick one. Or you could either have the credit spread class or another two-week class.
Yeah.
And we'll give one more out. I'll do one more trivia. All right? So, Elliot, you'll be
well, you know, I can just pick the next person. There's nothing wrong with that. I can pick the next person.
No, give me an excuse to do another trivia. Forget that. All right. So, Elliot will get one. Elliot, be gracious and just take one gift.
Sure.
Okay.
Elliot, email me, john@sharedmentoring.com.
All right, Elliot, you're banned from the next question. All right? Yeah. So, stay out of there. All right. The next question, folks, will be this. All right? Here's the next question.
Give it to me. I don't know. What are you looking at for inspiration over there?
All right. I don't know.
All
right, here's the question. Here's an SEC question.
I will be useless in this one.
And I'm not even a big... In the SEC, which is the Southeastern Conference and probably the biggest football conference.
I appreciate you clarifying that. I don't even know what SEC stands for, so
thank
you.
There's two teams in there that have... Their color is orange.
Okay.
What are the two teams in the SEC... Who have basically, now we can argue all day what type of orange, but that you would consider if you're a sane person, orange.
Yes, okay.
What are the two teams in the SEC that both color, their main color is orange?
And please tell me you know the answer.
This one I know.
Awesome. All right.
I know. All right. So let me know when you get it.
Okay. All right. So the two teams in the SEC who both have orange in their school. Colors.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
South Carolina and Georgia.
We'll have to look in that. Those, you know, it's funny. He's probably right, but the two I had were.
The two you were thinking about.
I had
that?
Two different.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So well, we got,
let's
I got
wait a
Tennessee
second.
And Auburn.
Wow. They're all orange.
Syracuse and Georgia State. Auburn and Florida. Clemson and Auburn. Oh, no.
We're dangerous. See, here's what I was thinking. Yeah. Here's what I was thinking, folks.
Oh, no.
I was thinking because my daughter-in-law lives in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee's an orange.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Right?
And then, it is orange.
And that's orange. And then my girls go to school in Greenville, South Carolina, and Clemson is orange. So I was thinking Clemson and
Tennessee.
And Tennessee. But I don't know if Auburn and
that's
these other ones. So I don't stinking know. We'll have to look to see which ones. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
So I was thinking, I'll tell you what, we got to stick with my insanity.
There we go.
So
yes.
Was there anybody who said Tennessee and in Clemson? Nobody?
No.
I hope I'm right. They're both stinking orange. I know they are.
Krampus says boo.
What'd he say?
He just says boo.
All right. All right, we'll have to look
Krampus
at
Krampus wants Portillo's.
All right.
Oh,
so
no.
Nobody put Clemson in. I think I'm right on that.
Oh, if Phil goes, free classes for everyone.
Yeah, free classes for everyone. All right, we're throwing that out. Nobody got it.
That's okay. Elliot, send me an email. Good job, bud. We'll do more trivia coming. It's something we haven't done in a while, but definitely going to be bringing it back. It's a lot of fun. Any questions you have, send us an email, info@sharedmentoring.com.
And one other thing, Jed, let them know. On the Chicago seminar, I mean, we've got a few seats left. We're basically... filled. We got a few seats.
Just a few. Yeah.
If you live near Chicago and you want to come in for one day, you know, I mean, we've got 13 speakers. This is quite an event, a live event. It's transcending.
It is transcendent.
It's transcending. You have a great time. And so my thing is, if you come in one day, it's a Thursday and a Friday. you know, it's, you know what it is? It's 3 weeks from, well, 3 weeks from today is Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's when dinner. People, if you're going to fly in, it would be 3 weeks from today.
Yep.
But then it would start 3 weeks from tomorrow because Thursday and Friday. So what we're going to do is on that Thursday, which would be May 30th.
Wednesday, May 30th.
You know, most people will be flying in. We're going to have dinner that night together. We'll meet at the Hyatt Regency.
Yep.
Thursday, which would be May 31st, we'll meet all day, 9 to 4, 6, 7 speakers. Then we do a boat cruise at night. And then Friday, June 1st, we'll go all day. And that'll be at the Gleacher Center, downtown Chicago. Beautiful locale, University of Chicago.
And I'm showing you guys this on the screen, too.
Yeah, so if anybody, this is your chance. If you can get in here in 3 weeks, you know, at least the nice thing is flights are still halfway reasonable.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So if you need to fly, you got, as the Italians say, 3 weeks to get in. If you're in Chicago, Wisconsin, Indiana, even if you want to come in one day, you know, to me, and I don't just say this, but if people have gone there, I don't know if any of you have gone there, probably the best option live seminar you're going to see. We've done it for 8 years. Yep. You're not going to see this type of quality, the amount of speakers, and for the price, it's just not going to happen, right?
Yep.
Anyways. Folks, love you. Check the blog out in a few minutes. We're ready to roll.
I love it. Sounds good.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for sharing. Thank you, folks, for being with us, of course. And we will be back on Tuesday for another installment.
Thank you. Thank you.